USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden is in Poland now following his surprise visit to Ukraine. He made the five-hour visit to the war-torn country earlier today, and reaction even among critics is mixed.
Just days ahead of the one-year anniversary of the Russian invasion, President Biden made the unannounced trip. Meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky, Biden said America stands with Ukraine.
I'm going to show our unwavering support for the nation's independence, their sovereignty.
Biden also announced an additional $500 million in aid for Ukraine.
Correspondent John Schaefer. One top Republican is praising Biden's trip. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said he was very pleased about it. Other Republicans, including Marjorie Taylor Greene and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, criticized Biden. More than a dozen people have been hospitalized after an explosion at a metal factory in Ohio. It happened earlier today near Oakwood at the I. Schumann & Company building. Officials say at least one person is in critical condition. Officials say at least three people are dead after a 6.4 magnitude earthquake hit near the Turkey-Syria border earlier today. And of course, this comes after the two countries were devastated by massive earthquakes that killed tens of thousands exactly 2 weeks ago. Back stateside, a major winter storm will impact millions of Americans throughout this week. The storm is expected to begin in the northwest tomorrow and head east as the week progresses. A suspect has been arrested in connection with the murder of a beloved Los Angeles area archbishop. This neighbor says it seemed strange that Bishop David O'Connell was not following his usual routine on Saturday.
And about that time, he's out walking his dog. Never saw him come out to walk his dog.
65-year-old Carlos Medina was taken into custody this morning after surrendering to police outside his residence in Torrance, about 20 miles north of L.A. The case is being investigated as a murder. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money, you'll save. You can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
The White House says that visit to Ukraine by President Biden was months in the making.
Logistically complicated and difficult is how the White House describes the planning for the key visit, which began months ago. It involved a small number of people from the National Security Council, the military, and the Secret Service. The trip was different than past visits by a president to a war zone like Iraq and Afghanistan because there's no U.S. military presence in Ukraine. President Biden spent about 5 hours in Kyiv before flying to Poland. I'm Richard Johnson.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis speaking in New York this morning, taking aim at a spike in crimes in big cities across America. He also threw his support behind law enforcement and slammed Democrats and their policies.
The reason why you have what you have in some of these other jurisdictions is because they're putting woke ideology ahead of your safety.
New York Mayor Eric Adams, Democrat, tweeted a message to DeSantis after his speech. Adams said, "Welcome to New York City, a place where we don't ban books, discriminate against LGBTQ plus neighbors, use asylum seekers as props, or let the government stand between a woman and health care." And that was a quote. Fox News host Tucker Carlson's being given access to a massive trove of surveillance footage from around the time of the U.S. Capitol riot. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy released 41,000 hours of footage from the Capitol to Carlson. Carlson has questioned the circumstances of the riot on his primetime show on several occasions. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.